Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Let's focus now on one of America's worst cities when it comes to gun violence. Police in Chicago now say their city saw an improvement in homicides in 2017. There were 650 homicides in Chicago in 2017 compared to 771 the year before. Still, violence is extremely high in Chicago, even as other major cities see record lows in their homicide rates. Sherry Runner is CEO of the Chicago Urban League. She joins me now. Sherry, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Sherry, over 100 fewer homicides in your city in 2017 compared to the year before. The police department is claiming credit for the success. Would you call it a success?
I think the important thing for all of us to understand is that homicides, the numbers are real people. And so the fact that 100 less lives were taken through gun violence in the city of Chicago is obviously an improvement. And we need to make sure that we understand the ramifications of what every life means to every family in which this occurs. So statistics are one thing, but it's a much bigger issue.
Well, let's talk about the policing part of it for just a moment. The police department has set up these strategic decision support centers in order to respond faster to gunfire around the city. What are these centers, and have they worked well?
They have been set up in certain communities where the gun violence is the most prevalent, and they are computer-based systems which use what a technology called shot stoppers, which allows the police to know where the shots are being fired more quickly so that they can respond more quickly. And in those communities, the crime has been reduced. But I guess the question for me is policing really the answer to this problem? Is policing more of a reactive policy than a proactive policy to address the issues that create the situations where these shootings occur in the first place?
And that goes right to the question of whether the social conditions that lead to violence have changed at all over the last year or 5 years in Chicago. Better education, better housing, job training. Have you seen an appreciable improvement in any of these areas that could be connected to a reduction in violence?
We know that in Chicago we've got some really deep-seated issues with our educational system, with our housing practices in terms of the segregation, Chicago being one of the most segregated cities in the United States. But that alone does not mean that neighborhoods will not thrive. That alone is not a cause. That is the investment in these communities and the change from a community being based in industry and job availability and a number of just resources that have to go into communities where people care about them. Those things have certainly deteriorated over time.
What's your best realistic hope for 2018, for this next year, when it comes to violence in Chicago?
We cannot continue to do the same things and expect different outcomes. We need to recognize something that's very important about Chicago. One thing is that we are known as and always have been a transportation hub. It's one of the reasons why we are one of the most important cities in the nation. And I think that we have to recognize that with that comes a tremendous amount of responsibility for where these guns are coming into the city of Chicago, and that needs to be addressed. It's not just our neighbors with lax gun laws, and it's not our restrictive gun laws, quote unquote. It is a matter of who's making money trafficking guns through Chicago. There was a study just done by Harvard University that talked about not just in Chicago, but nationwide, the availability, the sheer availability of guns is one of the factors that causes the tremendous amount of shootings that we have. And Chicago is a target point for that kind of availability and trafficking. So that's one thing that we need to do. We also need to make sure that we really address the issues of education. That's a longer term issue, but we need to make sure that the kids that we're graduating from our high schools are ready with the skills that they're going to need to access the jobs.
Sherry Runner, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Sherry Runner is CEO of the Chicago Urban League.